Detroit's made up of great people, some really good people. All right. This community is strong. This place has been kicked. It's been battered. It's been bruised. And I can sit up here and give you coach speak all day long. I can give you, hey, we're going to win this many games. I can't. None of that matters, and you guys don't want to hear it anyway. You've had enough of that shit. So excuse my language. All right. Here's what I do know is that this team is going to take on the identity of this city. All right. And this city's been down, and it found a way to get up. All right. It's found a way to overcome adversity. All right. And so this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth. All right. And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right. And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
And with that, we welcome you to the Lions season opener on the Tom Green Podcast. Yours truly has definitely had an interesting summer, and I've definitely enjoyed the first year I've spent with my new gig, and year two begins on that front, and another year of Tom Green Podcasts begin with Lions previews. As for Michigan previews, I will be frank and honest with you guys. The first three games, at least I felt, were nothing to preview. Let's look at it. Colorado State, 51-7. Didn't we all expect that? Do I really need to drag someone through 30, 40 minutes of talking that? I didn't necessarily think so. Hawaii this week. I'll give a short preview, and that's, I think Michigan's going to do exactly the same thing they did to Colorado State. They may start out a little bit rusty. Maybe the nerves of playing a night game on Big Ten Network could get to them a little bit, but the result's going to be the same. 54-3. I'm going to say that's going to be your final score. Vandy put up over 60 points on them at Aloha Stadium in Hawaii. That tells you really all you need to know about that game. And UConn, Jim Mora Jr. is the head coach at UConn. We all understand that. That doesn't mean UConn is going to be UCLA right away. That said, I think Michigan wins that game too by a final score of 63-7. So really, my thought was Michigan is going to win the first three games by a final score of 160-24. They're already up 51-3 after one game. Is it really worth my time to spend on all that? Not necessarily so, and I didn't feel that a lot of you were going to be listening to that or want to listen to that. Now we'll get just to a game that you may want to listen to, and that is Lions-Eagles. This game is sold out. Yours truly didn't even try to get a ticket. Hard Knocks has really made an impact on the Lions program and Lions fans. Yours truly has yet to see Hard Knocks, but I'll save that for another day. Maybe later this week, maybe next week, I'll watch the series, and I'll give my opinions on that at some point. But nonetheless, Lions-Eagles. My original thought on this game, before Hard Knocks and before the Eagles made their signings, was that the Lions were going to get revenge on the Eagles from last year, as the Eagles pretty much destroyed them last year, if we all remember. Now, I don't necessarily think that's the case. Jalen Hurts has got A.J. Brown. They traded for C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Their defense is going to be, I won't necessarily say elite, but Philly's defense is going to be stout with a new addition of C.J. Gardner-Johnson. As for the Lions, you have the pieces that were hurt back, and you have the enthusiasm. That doesn't necessarily translate into wins, unfortunately. With that said, let's take a look at the Lions and injury report. 1 o'clock game between two 0-0 teams, of course, as it's week one. The matchup predictor right now says 65.8% in favor of the Eagles, 33.8% in favor of the Lions, 0.5% chance of a tie. The spread right now as of Wednesday evening is Philly minus 4. The injury report, Andre Dillard, Derek Barnett, and Josiah Scott all hurt for the Eagles. For the Lions, Andre Dillard is on IR, Barnett and Scott are both questionable. As for the Lions, Chris Board, John Kaminsky, Tommy Kramer, Frank Ragnow, Austin Seibert, all questionable. The pick center, like I said, the spread is 4, minus 205 on the money line to Philly, plus 170 to the Lions. The over-under is 48.5. That all said, my hope is that this isn't a whooping to start out. With Philly's new additions in Detroit, I mean, Detroit didn't win a game in the preseason. Let's make that clear. They tried, they gave it their best, but I wasn't all impressed by the preseason of, honestly, either of these teams. With that said, it's only preseason. And all that in store, I do think the Eagles cover this spread, but I think the under hits. Because even when Philly beat up Detroit last year, I do not believe the over on this game hit. So, keys to the game, at least for Detroit, establish the run against Philly's stout defense. Goff's going to have to make smart decisions, not conservative decisions necessarily, but smart decisions. Establish the run game, make smart decisions, win the turnover game for Detroit. As far as Philly goes, Jalen Hurts, be Jalen Hurts. Defense, of course, win the turnover game and find the end zone, A.J. Brown. As far as the final prediction of this game goes, give me Philadelphia 27, Detroit 10. I think it's going to be tough sledding for Detroit to start off this year, but next week they have the Commanders, and hopefully one, we'll have a guest on that show for next week, and two, hopefully we'll see a Lions victory in week two. As far as week one goes, I'm going to say 27-10 in favor of Philly. It's going to be not quite the blowout we saw last year, but because of Philly's additions, I think they're just a little bit too overmatched for Detroit, and unfortunately for us Lions fans, that does not bode well for week one. I would be happy to be wrong, and in fact, I hope I'm wrong. Maybe Dan Campbell himself can prove me wrong, but nonetheless, that does not look to be the case. So, with that all said, let's go to the most heralded segment on the Tom Green podcast, and that's the rapid fire, quote unquote, pick'ems, formerly known as rapid fire, but we love to give analysis on these games anyway, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to play 9 games this year, and it's going to be an 8+1 format, kind of making things a little bit more interesting this year on this front. We have our typical 8-game slate, but we add a 9th game with a big spread. Of course, the 9th game is, can you cover that big spread? Whichever you may pick. If you get it right, it counts for you. If you get it wrong, it does not count against you. With that said, let's go to the pick'ems. First one up is Tennessee and Pittsburgh. Of course, I left out a big noon game, and that I will save for the end. Tennessee and Pittsburgh. This one's sort of a pick'em, to be honest with you. It's a ranked versus ranked game. Tennessee looks to be better than what they have shown in the past. Without Kenny Pickett, even though it's at home, I'm going Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh by a field goal. Kentucky and Florida. Florida beat Utah on a last-second interception. I was in Chicago over the weekend, and I was a bit disappointed that some people at the bar were saying that Utah sucks. That is not true. Utah was ranked, and honestly, if they run the table the rest of the way, Utah makes the playoff. Mark my words. If they run the table the rest of the way, they win the next 12 games, Utah will make the playoffs. Book it if it happens. As far as this game goes, Kentucky has given Florida fits in the last few seasons. In fact, Kentucky has beaten Florida at Florida, I believe, 2 years ago. That said, Florida is a much better team under Billy Napier. Give me Florida by 10. Baylor and BYU, a very interesting game in Provo, Utah. BYU looks to be improved. Baylor coming off a Big 12 championship. This one is a bit of a toss-up. Their line was BYU minus 3. And honestly, I don't see why. Maybe because it's in Provo. I'm going to take Baylor by 10. Now moving to the professional games. Buffalo and the Rams, our first NFL game of the entire season. We've all been waiting for this. And my honest preview on this is, it's going to be a preview to the Super Bowl. Yes, a preview to the big game. If you are one of these teams, you probably don't want to win this game. And the reason is, the revenge factor. Rams won the Super Bowl, of course, last year. Some people have called it the OBJ Bowl, as perhaps maybe Odell Beckham Jr. joins the winning team. He will be making a mistake if he does. Rams by a field goal, but give me the Bills with most of NFL Network to go back to go to the Super Bowl and finally break the ice. Should we even do the last four or five games? Actually, yes. Jacksonville and Washington. Even though it's week one, we talk about these 2.5 or better spreads. With good games come crap games. This one is a crap game. Doug Peterson opening his tenure in Jacksonville against the Washington team that got Carson Wentz. Mr. Wentz goes to Washington, but still in a sea of flux as to who literally they are and what literally are they doing. I'm going to take the Jags in this one. Give me the Jags by 7. I think that Trevor Lawrence finally wins a meaningful game as a member of the Jaguars and possibly gets his career jump-started by Doug Peterson, a former high school coach. Cleveland and Carolina, the Baker Mayfield Bowl, as Baker plays for Carolina against Cleveland, who has been hammered, I guess, by the Deshaun Watson saga. I won't go much into detail of that. I'll talk about the game and that because it's in Carolina with Baker Mayfield wanting his revenge as known from NFL Network. Give me Carolina by a touchdown. Green Bay and Minnesota, this game has gone the way of the home team. Over the past few seasons, usually Green Bay is a team that wins on the road, if a team wins on the road. Rodgers is going to be tested this season without Devontae Adams, and we're going to see what happens in this first game. For now, give me the Vikings. Tampa Bay and Dallas to wrap up the regulation slate of the Pick'ems. This game was a close game last year in Tampa that went the Bucs' way. You know how I feel about the Cowboys. It is their division to lose, and they will lose it. Even though they won it last year, and they did go to the divisional round, they did not go to the divisional round because San Francisco beat them to get to the divisional round. They hosted a wild card game they frankly should have won. Again, one of the mottos here, the Tom Green Podcast. It's the Cowboys' division to lose, and they will lose it. Give me Tampa by a field goal. And now, the bonus game. Again, this goes by spread, not by money line, by spread. Alabama and Texas, yes. The big noon game on Fox where the million-dollar band decided not to go because of where they would be seated in the stands and from what I saw on the internet, I don't blame them. Alabama and Texas. The spread is minus 20 to Alabama. This is in Austin, which is telling me 20 seems like a pretty big number. Does Alabama have the firepower to cover 20 on the road at a non-conference opponent. Absolutely the hell they do. That said, is Texas really back? We've been asking that question since the last time these two teams met in 2010. Or 2009, whatever you may say. Is Texas back? The answer, 99 times out of 100, is no. Minus 20, though. So Bama, definitely on the money line. But minus 20 is a tough task. But tough tasks are awarded to tough teams. And tough teams get through the tough tasks. Give me Alabama to cover as well. 41-17. And maybe 17 might be a little bit too much to give to Texas. But that's what I'm saying for now. So that said, your pick'em games, Tennessee and Pitt, Kentucky and Florida, Baylor and BYU, Baylor, Buffalo and the Rams, Jacksonville and Washington, Jacksonville, Cleveland and Carolina, Green Bay and Minnesota, Tampa Bay and Dallas, Tampa, Bama, minus 20. That is your week one edition of the Tom Green Podcast. Enjoy the games this week, and hopefully next week we will have a guest here that will guide us through the Lions and, I was about to say the Guardians, but the Commanders. Tells you the new names are sticking maybe a little bit. This has been the Tom Green Podcast.